Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, Sanhedrin 73a, pagination is 145. We have a concept starting on the top line, Ve'elu hein shematzilin osan benafshan. These are cases where a person is allowed to save themselves by killing the pursuer. Now, if the person himself or herself is allowed to protect his or herself from the pursuer by killing the pursuer, then that would be true as well for somebody who is a passerby and has the ability to save the pursued. Now, in general, contemporary law as we know it, the only case that I'm familiar with that you could protect yourself by killing the person who's doing the assault would be a case where there is fear of life endangerment. So that if a person would kill in self-defense, that would be understood in the eyes of contemporary law. But any other offense that's being committed, as serious as it may be, to the best of my knowledge, would not allow, in the eyes of contemporary law, American law, to kill the person who is doing that. Now, the concept of self-defense, we got onto the topic from Bava Machteres, a person who's tunneling into the house, where the assumption was that he knows the homeowner is going to fight with him, protecting the money, and he's willing, kill or be killed, and therefore we have a very interesting approach to this person who's tunneling in. And we saw in last session to the point that he is so guilty in the eyes of Talmudic perspective that if he broke something on the way in, he's not going to be liable because he gets the greater punishment, which is that he's vulnerable to be killed in self-defense. The concept of self-defense is even extended by the Ramah in Simen Tav Chaf Hey of Choshen Mishpat, the end of Sif Aleph, to include in a Jewish community a person who's forging currency. It was understood to be severely illegal to forge currency to the point that it was a capital offense. And if a person was doing forgery, he was endangering himself and the community because the government could come down very harshly on the person and his neighbors. The Ramah writes, a person who involves himself in forging in a place where the government has this capital offense perception of forgery, Dino Kerodef, he's like a pursuer on the people in the community. Umuta lemosor lemalchus, and you're allowed to hand him over to the government where his punishment would be dire, but on the other hand, he was risking the entire community by his behavior. He is the guilty one, and he's considered a pursuer on everybody else. That is all an introduction, though, to our Mishnah, which takes the position that not only if a person is in a life endangerment situation may he act in self-defense to protect himself and kill the pursuer, but even in certain very high-level violations, certain applications of rape, a person or the bystander would be allowed to kill the pursuer. And at least in Talmudic concepts, what would be the parameters for such a thing. So we'll do the text inside in a moment, but the basic concept can be found in Rashi on the fifth line. Rashi says it has to be Shehu Erva, that the behavior discussed is a capital punishment type of immoral relationship. A married woman, for example, that this man wants to be with, so he's assaulting her. V'yesh ba'kolon u'pegam la'nirdaf, and the person who's receiving the assault is going to have embarrassment from what's going on. So that both from the pursuer and from the pursued, there's a very serious thing happening, in which case we're going to learn it from a verse. In biblical law, there would be permission to kill this pursuer. Second line of the Mishnah, Harodif acha chavera lahargo, a person who's running after somebody else to kill him, so that person who's being pursued or the bystander can kill the pursuer in self-defense. Va'achar hazachar, or if the pursuer is going after a male, meaning the pursuer is a male, and he's going after a male in order to rape the person, va'achar naira ha'me'orasa, or after a married woman, is the same concept. Avla rodif achar behema, but if a person is pursuing an animal to act, quote, intimately with the animal, v'amachalas haShabbos, or a person is running to violate the Shabbos, which is also a capital offense. If the person knew what they were doing with the ramifications, it would be a capital offense. But there's no kalon, there's no embarrassment on the other side. There's no person who's the recipient of the violation. Va'ovid avodas kochavim, or similarly, to worship idols. It's a serious violation, but there's no recipient. Ein matzilin osan benafshon, you're not allowed to kill the person. It's a capital offense. If they're witnesses, and the person was warned and understood the warning, then you could bring them to Beis Din and have them tried, but there's no take the law into your own hands type of concept in such a situation. The Gemara begins by asking, Minayin lerodef acha chavera lahargo, how do you know when someone is pursuing somebody else to kill them that you could kill the pursuer? The Gemara's answer is, Losamad adam reyacho, you're not allowed to stand idly by when you're fellow's blood is about to be spilled. And the Gemara says that that doesn't really prove our point. That's if someone's drowning that you have to take action. About five lines later, how do you know that you're allowed to save the person by killing the pursuer? And the Gemara answers, we know it from Naira Hama'orasa, from the case of the woman who is being assaulted. Over there, the words are Ka'asha Yakum Ish Arayeyu Ritzacho Nefesh, that it should be considered the same as if a person came upon somebody else to kill them, meaning she didn't want this, she was assaulted, and therefore she is not held liable for the event, but the person who pursued her is the one who's wrong. The comparison between Naira Ma'orasa and a case of murder in telling us that she is not liable also teaches us that there's a comparison. The Pasuk says by Naira Ma'orasa, by the married woman, the Ein Moshiala, there's no one to save her, meaning she cried out. But because it was outside the city limits, no one came to save her. Hayesh Moshiala, the inference is that if there was someone who could save her, b'chol davar sheyachol Moshiala, let them come and save her. no matter what it takes, including killing the pursuer. And we learned from there, being that there's a comparison to the case of pursuing to kill, that just as pursuing to assault is something that you could save her however you need to save her, so too, if someone is pursuing somebody else to kill, you're also allowed to save in whatever manner is available to you. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.